the former superintendent of the State Board of Education. He also is a business and educational consultant who travels the globe, more specifically China. And he's a guy we like to talk to. And Tom, I read an article that you had in today's Detroit News titled "Frustrated Centrists Turn to Web for Alternatives." It's been said that two things you don't want to witness being made: sausage and laws.
Yeah, and sadly, we're getting exposed to both being made today. I mean, it's downright embarrassing what's happening in our nation's capital. The president tries to wrestle with Congress and to deal with the debt ceiling. And, you know, and again, this is such a strange thing. This isn't about spending money in the future. This is about America, Americans paying their debt, paying for things that we've already purchased. And to watch them stumble to the finish line and hopefully they'll get it done, but it's really putting the fear into regular Americans and to the world market.
Talk about the embarrassing part. Now, we know about the messy part, but why is it so embarrassing from your perspective?
Well, I mean, just recently getting back from China, I mean, they're chuckling. I mean, here we are, the greatest nation on earth, the largest economy in the world, and our elected leaders can't put together a deal to keep this country solvent. You know, when I was growing up, my mom used to implore me to eat my peas, that the children are starving in China. And today, we've borrowed over $1.5 trillion, with a T, dollars from the Chinese in order to pay for things that we believe are important in this country. We've run up this $14 trillion debt because we say we want things, but we seem to be unwilling to pay for them, like fighting two wars in Afghanistan and Iran and not asking the American people to chip in a bit more in order to pay to keep us safe. Granny wants new drugs, a very good thing. As Dave Hollister used to say, good policy and good politics, providing prescription drugs. But we didn't ask for any additional resources to pay for those things. We got to get serious about getting our debt under control and making sure that the American people are getting a solid value for the dollars that we're paying in.
Tom, what I find interesting about this is it appears that the Republicans and the Democrats' plan has been not what it started out to be 6 months ago. Before, we were really going to attack this debt. Now we want to raise the debt ceiling, and the amount we want to cut is a lot less than what we thought. What happened?
Well, I mean, it's kind of reminiscent of what we witnessed for the last decade here in Michigan. You cannot pretend and spend forever, or you can't use your MasterCard to pay off your Visa. You have to get serious. And as we've talked before, Tony, there's only three ways, unless you're the federal government where you can print money, there's only three ways to balance a budget. That is increase revenue, go out and get another job, try to get some overtime, collect additional taxes. Two, decrease your expenditures, begin cutting programs, making priorities. Or three, a combination of additional revenues and cuts. But there isn't any other magical formula to do it. So the Republicans, the Democrat, the President, and Congress have to get really serious about doing this. I happen to believe that the balanced approach is additional revenue, closing some of those loopholes, what we saw here in this state, taxing some new people that can pay a little bit more, and to make significant structural reforms so that we can reduce this burden on our generation. I mean, it's sad that we're passing on our debt to our children and our grandchildren.
And in the folks that we talk to, Patrick Keller's an expert on precious metals and the value of the American dollar, and he still thinks that the people in Washington really aren't serious about this and that our financial challenges are much greater and much more serious than they lead the public to believe.
Well, I think it's good that you're talking to precious metals because our currency around the world in terms of our leadership is sinking like a rock when our leaders cannot get their act together. I read a column this past weekend from Thomas Friedman, the world is flat guy, and he points out that there's a new group that's out there, a group of centralists called Americans Elect, AmericansElect.org, that are looking at a grassroots electronic uprising. And I would encourage people to go and take a look at that. We've got to do something to force the politicians in this country to put the focus on the American people, not the special interests of this country.
You can find Tom Watkins' piece in today's Detroit News. Just go to detnews.com /opinion/article, and you'll find Tom's writings. Thanks so much, Tom.
It's always good to be with you.